In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, on the first Friday, we always think with gratitude the great sacrifice which Jesus did on the cross so that he could redeem us and not abandon us to our sins, but be our Father and our Savior so that we might have everlasting life. And the sacrifice on the cross was truly a sacrifice of love, and it is the greatest act of love there ever is possible to be. After all, God Almighty has loved us so much that he let his Son to be sacrificed and shamefully put to death rather than see us being punished in hell, even though we men have done everything in our power not to earn this great love and have shown nothing but ingratitude to God with our sins. And today is the feast of the great preacher Saint Dominic, the one who established the Dominican order to preach and teach the Catholic faith in all corners of the world. And he was the great and humble and very famous preacher who even in his time was very widely and in many places known. And he is also the great apostle of love towards Jesus crucified and love towards Mary suffering. Once when someone asked Dominic what book he used to prepare his sermons, which converted so many people, Saint Dominic answered, "The only book I use is the book of love." And truly, if we love our neighbor, we can do everything and all which is good towards him. But if we rather love ourselves more than our neighbor, or even love ourselves more than God, then we truly can do nothing which has any good or well in our lives. Saint Dominic was a great preacher, but he was also the great teacher in the Catholic Church, and his main goal in life was to save souls who were trapped in the clutches of heresy. And this heresy was named Albigensianism, and it was doing very great harm in France and in southern Europe. And Saint Dominic wanted to confront and oppose this great heresy because, as we heard, he was such a great apostle of love, and he felt pity that so many people had strayed away from the Catholic Church and were in danger of losing their souls and suffer in everlasting fire for their sins. Because if you are outside of the Catholic Church, you have no means, you have no resources to save your souls, save your soul. You are outside the sacraments, the means of God's grace, and you are outside of the blessed help of Virgin Mary. So it was because of pity and because of love towards his neighbor that Saint Dominic established his famous order and went all over the place and all over the continent to preach the great message of love and great message of God's sacrifice and the need of people to convert. Saint Dominic always prayed that he might be filled with a true love of neighbor, and he also urged his priests to be devoted and to also to more efficiently combat the heresy. He urged his priests to study and love the holy and sacred scriptures. When somebody loves God, he also loves the Word of God. Bible is such a great message and history of God's love towards mankind. It's true that Bible is also very thorough and sometimes even scary history of the sins of mankind. But most of all, it is because of sacred scripture that we know that even though history of mankind is a history of sin, it is also the history of God's redemption and love towards this sinful mankind. No one did more than Saint Dominic and his Dominican preachers to spread the love towards Catholic faith, and nobody did more to spread the great devotion to Blessed Virgin Mary, namely the Holy Rosary, than his priests. And when we think of what is the best way of showing our appreciation to God Almighty, certainly the Holy Rosary should be first in our mind. Holy Rosary is the miniature of God's love and redemption, or the history of it. And the Holy Rosary is the one which makes us happy for the gift of Redeemer. Holy Rosary makes us sad for our sins, which we have with which we have so often offended God, and Holy Rosary gives us a great hope of the everlasting life, and a life which is free from all these sorrows and horrible things of this world, and which grants us liberty and freedom when we don't need to suffer anymore, but we can truly enjoy this great love and benevolence of God Almighty. So, dear faithful, today on First Friday and on the Feast of Saint Dominic, let us make a renewed act of love towards God Almighty. Always let us remember to put God first in our lives. And when we think what should be next in manner of importance, let us remember to keep our neighbor as the next in line. For in the lines of importance, first of all, of course, our dear family members and our children and all those in near us who need our love and care, but also that we always would think our neighbors' needs first before we think what would please or what would be the greatest joy for ourselves. When we work for God and when we work for our neighbor, we are truly the messengers of love as well, just like Saint Dominic's preachers were. And if we work for God, we also work what is best for ourselves, namely that we can enjoy the fruits of Christ's redemption, and that we would never anymore have to be sorrowful or afraid of punishment, because God's love is more powerful than even the darkest and the greatest of sins. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.